Hey everyone, this is former Redskin running back and Super Bowl 26 champion Ricky Irvin here with Redskin Fit Today. And today we're going to talk about two important elements of fitness and sports, and that's speed and agility. A lot of people like to know, what is speed? Speed is defined as how fast somebody's moving from point A to point B. What's the rate of that person moving? Today, me and my crew is going to show you guys some of the drills that we use to enhance our speed.
A skips and B skips are a great dynamic warm-up. These can help you with your overall speed, your quickness. The movements will focus on your proper techniques and create muscle memory.
Toes up, knees up, up and out. Take your time, nice and smooth. Now, we're going to come back with B skips. Now, this is actually your running form, because this is what running is all about when you get the B skips. A skips creates that rhythm. Now, B skips is what you go up and out with. Emphasize knees up, toes up, my hips. The higher you can do this, the better. If you start doing these low, then your hips gonna always be tight. Then we go to B skips. B skips is another version of A skips. Now you extend out. So that, my friend, that concludes the warm up.
High knees, another great dynamic drill that you can do. We're gonna demonstrate both improper and proper way to do these drills.
This is the wrong way of how to do high knees. Back, straight, toes are pointing down this way, and your knees not cycling. The right way to do it, emphasize the hands, my toes are gonna be up, and I'm gonna cycle. You're not gonna see me like doing pistons like. It's gonna be more like a caboose of a train, like a circle.
The next drill is one of my favorite speed drills, the hurdle sprint. This drill not only works your hip flexor, but it also accentuates the high knees and the B-skip motion from the previous drills.
Creates the rhythm, and it helps you with the form and technique as you're bouncing through. In sprinting, we wanna have our toes up. And if you're doing this wrong, you get up close on it, you'll see that your toes will hit the front. It's all rhythm. So once you're doing it right and you're hitting each one correctly, you know you're doing it right. Today we're talking about speed and agility. We already talked about the speed part. Now we're going to focus on the agility part. I get asked this question all the time. What's the difference between speed and agility? Well, speed is how fast you are moving. And agility is how quick. How quick can you move in a short distance? In speed, you're going over a longer period of time. But in agility, you're just going from point A to point B, real small steps. Now we're going to show you a few agility drills that you can incorporate into your workout.
Now we're going to focus on the reaction drills. These drills can help you with your overall quickness, your drive phase, and your change of direction.
Again, these reactions, they help you with your quickness. These are the agility drills that, man, if you can master these, it'll make your speed and your quickness so much better.
The three-cone drill is a simple agility drill that focuses on a quick change of direction in small spaces and is predominantly used in NFL today.
When you hear the whistle, you're going to take off. Run this way. Touch the line. Boom. Run. Touch that line with this hand. Boom. And finish right here. But I like to have fun with it. One guy's on that side, one guy's on this side, and they want to see who's the fastest to get back here.
Our final drill today is the diamond drill. This is a great agility drill that focuses on your quickness, change of direction, and the opening of your hips. This is by far my favorite agility drill.
Just remember that speed and agility drills are very important when doing your workout.
This Redskins Fit video is brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation.